Tuesday, March 14th was a very long and interactive evening at the Bath Board of Supervisors meeting. United States Forest Service District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols gave an update on the multi-year Lower Cow Pasture Restoration Project, which was covered in a special report for this station still available on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. McNichols also mentioned an upcoming Hidden Valley Day in which the community will be invited to join in some care for this beautiful corner of the county. During the public comment period, before the full agenda was underway, quite a few residents had spoken in favor of the board supporting a survey to possibly qualify Warm Springs as a National Historic District. Ruth Selden Sturgill, who has extensive experience with this historic survey process, described it this way.
You will not just get a piece of paper. Basically, you will get a bona fide historian to come in and probably spend about 6 months going through county records, all the deaths, the births, everything in Richmond. It's probably the most wonderful thing you could ever encourage in this community and bring people together.
Board Chair Richard Byrd started off the discussion by reading a letter signed by 26 residents of the Warm Springs electoral district opposed to the survey, of whom not all live within the nominated area. Michael Lockaby, the board's attorney, clarified one question regarding whether or not participation in a district is voluntary.
You have an individual property which is designated to be part of the National Historic Register. That is 100% voluntary on the part of that person. If you have a district, which is itself as an area designated as part of the National Historic Register, then it's by a majority vote of the people within that area.
After a half an hour of discussion, the board was ready to vote on Bart Perdue's motion. He included three qualifiers to address residents' fears about local districts and resulting ordinances.
To be budgeted in the 2017
to remove the references of local historic district in the comprehensive plan. And say that we will consider no more districts in Bath County until we know the effects of the Warm Springs Historic District.
The board eventually voted 3-2 in favor of the survey, with Richard Byrd and Stuart Hall opposed. Supervisors moved effectively through approving a rezoning issue, then went back into heavy consideration around solid waste. In short, it can cost either contractors or the county significant funds to haul demolition and construction debris to the city of Covington's Peters Mountain landfill. Ways to charge haulers for the tonnage can vary, and though the county did commit to a 10-year agreement to continue using Covington's landfill, board members seem to agree there needs to be further discussion of ways to make these expenses more equitable and to maintain this county's solid waste sites as effectively as possible. For now, disposal will return to $40 per ton, and residents, especially builders, can continue to discuss with their supervisor how needs can be addressed. Another piece of this report covers the push to move ahead with the visitor center plan and master site plan and what could have been some routine commission appointments. These issues seem to loom large while board members start to realize more in-depth examination of land use policies and lost revenue from non-agricultural landholders is demanding their attention. For Amanda McGuire, who has laryngitis, and Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Catherine Regan.